Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Welcome on into our Tuesday, September 23rd edition of Sports Talk. Coming up at 7 p.m., we will have the Saints Hour with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. It'll be featuring Saints Senior VP of Football Operations and Assistant General Manager Kai Harley Sr., plus defensive end Chris Rump will be Mike's guest this evening on the Saints Hour. Stay tuned for that coming up at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, we just had Pelicans Media Day today, folks, and you heard Charlie in the Sports Flash. Training camp tipping off tomorrow in Metri, baby. And I mean, we're just getting into the meat of NFL season, LSU just getting into really the meat of their SEC schedule. But boy, basketball's right around the corner here.
Steve, I love the Pelicans. I love basketball. But I will say this. The NBA, and we've talked about this multiple times throughout the summer.
Push it back.
Push the season back. Started in late November.
I'm not ready for NBA.
Well, it just makes so much sense. It's common sense for Adam Silver. Move the start of the season back, and you don't even need opening day. I've seen people say opening day for the NBA season should be Christmas Day. No, you don't need to do that. But if you start late November, early December, and have the finals go all the way through July, I mean, there's more time for premium basketball to only be competing with baseball.
I feel like right after MLB season, we should be cranking up.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. Once again,
after the World Series.
When you're starting the season in October, the very start of the NBA season is not just competing with the very end of playoff baseball, right, which it's losing to. It's not just competing with NFL. It's competing with college football. Just push it back. Just a little bit, right? Not even necessarily a full 2 months, right? 1 month. A month and maybe a week, something like that. It doesn't make much sense for them to say, oh, yeah, we would rather get into the ring with the NFL and with college football for the first third of our season. Make it like the first quarter, the first fifth, like the first 20%, something like that, where, yeah, even once you get towards the middle of the season and you're still competing with the NFL playoffs, you're not winning there either necessarily, but if you push it back, there's more on the back end where you're only going up against baseball over the summer.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
I've always been curious why they haven't adjusted the NBA schedule. Like you said, maybe not necessarily Christmas, but that's definitely, I'm sorry to say, when I really start paying close attention. Not like I'm going to be, you know, not in tune with Pelicans and what they're doing, but watching more than just Pelicans is at right around Christmas time.
I'm not even asking for them to shorten the season, Steve. Where
well, that's not
going to
happen.
Exactly, because it's not going to happen. 82-game season, whatever, fine. But just push it back. November. Start late November, early December, and go all the way through July. Where, once again, once you get to the NBA playoffs, that would, in that case, start in probably, I don't know, May to June, right? And run all the way through July. The only thing you're going up against is the MLB. And that's where you want your peak ratings to be, is when in the NBA postseason. So, like I said, rant over here. I kind of probably went already too long on it. But It's just common sense. But for this season, at least, the Pelicans are less than a month away from game one, Steve. Can you believe that?
Yeah, man. The Benson Sports Campus will be busy tomorrow in Metairie there. With Saints are back on the field practicing in the start of Pelicans training camp. So lots of cars in the media lot and also in the player lot.
Wednesday, October 22nd is their opener against the Memphis Grizzlies on the
road.
Bring
it on, right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So looking forward to it. I know we got plenty of audio to dive into with Willie Green, Zion Williamson. We also heard from Trey and Herb and basically all the players, Jordan Poole, Jeremiah Thiers, Derek Queen, Kevon Looney, all these very talented players on this Pelicans roster that the national media continues to ignore, act like the Pelicans don't have, because obviously they're going to get the 101 next year, Steve.
So. Well, the good news is for the Pelicans going into this season, guys like Zion Williamson, Trey Murphy are ready to go after, you know, injuries last year. DeJounte Murray still needs a little more work. You know, it's going to be some time coming back from his injury. And that's one of the concerns I have for the start of this season. It's like, who's your point guard for this Pelican squad?
Jordan Poole. I know he's more of a combo guard.
Yeah.
But he's going to start out as your point guard. Now, the interesting thing that you kind of heard from Joe Dumars on Monday was that he's been pairing veterans and the young players, right? Where Jeremiah Thiers entering his rookie year, he's going to be doing a lot of work with Jordan Poole, and he has been doing a lot of work with Jordan Poole in the offseason, kind of learning what it means to be an NBA player, you know, all that good stuff. Derek Queen with, like, Kevon Looney, for instance, stuff like that.
Queen's also going to be out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Queen, to a lesser extent, he's already out of the hand cast. You saw the picture of him and Melo at the Baltimore Ravens game last night against the Detroit Lions. He's out of the hand cast, which is a great sign. Dumars also mentioned that with, you know, his rehab, that he's been telling him, you know, your hand is busted, but your legs work just fine. So get on the bike, get on the treadmill, stay healthy, stay in shape, and kind of take that rehab seriously. And by all accounts, it seems like Derek Queen has. He said that he's going to be out for close to a month. So, like I said just now, that the Pelicans are less than a month away from starting the season. Maybe he'll miss the first couple games of the season, but he should be back very soon.
Another guy that's back in full swing for the Pels after injury, Herb Jones. Didn't mention him right off the bat, too.
Now, Herb's great, man. Like, I was just telling Mike off air, a lot of the perception of the Pelicans can kind of boil down to, what do you think of a few different players? Like, Zion's, you know, one thing. But do you think Trey Murphy is going to make an all-star leap this year? Which he seems to think that's a tangible goal for him this upcoming season. What type of impact do you think that Herb Jones has on this defense?
Massive.
Is he still like that first team All-NBA defender level player that he was?
I believe that.
I do too. That's what I'm saying. I think the Pelicans have some pieces here. So Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Zion, but also, you know, what do you think of Jordan Poole? What do you think of Kevon Looney? These kind of glue vets that have been there, done that, and won championships in the past. Sadiq Bey as well, someone that Joe Dumars had brought up, you know, in his presser talking about what he can kind of provide at the wing position to assist guys like Trey Murphy and Herb Jones. It's just,
I heard you talking, Renee, and saying basically that addition of Poole was one of the more underrated adds for you. I felt that way about Looney.
Yeah, Looney will do all the dirty work that doesn't show up in the stat sheet.
Bring it.
And that's exactly the type of player the Pelicans need.
Yes.
And once again, going back to pairing the veterans with the rookies and the young pieces, Derek Queen learning from someone like Kevon Looney, who's entering, I think, his ninth year, either a ninth or tenth year. I'll have to double check that. But he's been around the block in the NBA. And so that was a really nice pickup. Jordan Poole, what he can kind of provide this team in that CJ McCollum role. CJ McCollum got shipped out to Washington. It just feels like there are some good pieces in place, Steve. Obviously, the health has been the question mark for this team for years now, but it feels like it's been ignored that, hey, the Pelicans actually do have some good players on this roster. I just don't really understand all the hate.
No, we got to reverse all that evil gree that's been lingering over them in the injury column.
No, I agree.
Let's hear from head coach Willie Green. It was Pelicans Media Day. His opening statement as his team gets ready to begin training camp.
Per usual, I am super excited about the opportunity to represent this organization. I'm grateful for to be under the leadership of Ms. Benson and the addition of Joe D. And we're all eager to you know, with our team to get on the floor, with our coaching staff, to get going tomorrow. Training camp starts tomorrow, so we're all excited about that.
Head coach Willie Green here on our WWL Sound Bank that's brought to you by First American Bank. Green was also about you know, the new addition of president of basketball operations, Joe Dumars, and his philosophy about the team.
It's really aligned with, you know, my thinking as well. You know, to put a competitive team on the floor, for guys to continue to work hard and every day show up and put forth the effort to hold each other accountable. And so those are the things that I've always spoken about, and it's great to align with Joe D, and he's thinking the same way.
I hear Joe D, I think of Joe DiMaggio.
Joe Dumars, man. Like, everything you've heard, whether it be from Willie or whether it be from players, they all love Dumars. And obviously, you got to go out and win. But, you know, him trying to establish a culture with the players in place that David Griffin put in, it feels like there's been a lot of connection early on with the Pelicans players, coaching staff, and Joe Dumars. Everyone's kind of on the same page right off the bat.
I think that's been very key, whether there were issues we heard with DeJounte Murray coming back from injury, you know, being at the training facility working out, or Zion Williamson, whatever player it's been, they appreciate the, I guess, attitude and the approach that Dumars takes. He's very upfront with them.
He knows how to talk to players because he was a player. You know what I mean?
Been there, done that, right?
Exactly. And they all have a certain respect for him because of the kind of reputation that he carries from those Bad Boys Pistons days. Now, granted, a lot of these players are around my age, and we didn't necessarily watch Joe Dumars play, but you can always look up highlights and see videos of his glory days playing with the Pistons, winning championships with the Pistons.
But if I was to say, you know, the Bad Boys of NBA, you're going to know that's the Pistons and who's on that squad, right?
Exactly. No, absolutely. Isaiah Thomas, Lampier, and all them. So, and that's just because, you know, you grew up around basketball. There's certain teams and squads with reputations, and I'm sure, you know, down the line, different teams like the Golden State Warriors of the past, like the late 2010s, are going to have a certain reputation as well. But no, Joe Dumars, as far as impact early on, it's definitely been felt.
We know last year was tough with the injuries. We talked about that. Finishing with a record of 21-61, head coach Willie Green was asked his thoughts about last season.
Last season was definitely a difficult season, you know, with all the injuries, you know, the losses, and it left a bad taste in our mouth, so to speak. So the first thing I do is try to evaluate myself, try to hold myself accountable to what some things that I could have done better. You know, what's some things that we did do well, try to continue to do those. The biggest thing is when you go through a season like that is, you know, continue to be disciplined, continue to walk into the gym, practice court, and be consistent. But the improvement for me is you know, continue to communicate with my players as I go through different situations, communicating with front office, and keep the streamline of communication open. But then realizing that everybody on your team is extremely important. So the development piece will be important as we move forward.
And that's another thing, Charlie, for me with head coach Willie Green. He's gotten a lot of criticism for the way this team has performed. We know the injuries, blah, 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 blah. But I think that's another thing that keeps him around is the fact that the higher-ups realize how much the players do respect Willie, because he's another guy that's been there, done that, played in the NBA.
Mike and I talked about this when it was announced that Willie was going to be returning to the Pelicans. It felt like they gave him almost a mulligan last year,
right,
with all the injuries that they dealt with early on in the season, where just
that's fair,
it mudslid out of control. But this is really kind of a make or break year for him, and I think he realizes that. Joe Dumars has been saying the whole time, we think that we can play 10 to 12 guys, we love the depth on this roster, all the players that we can run out every single night, and if they all play up to the standard of playing as hard as possible every single given night, they're going to win a lot of games this year, and the wins will come. But you know, for Willie, it's time to kind of put those wins together, because he did it 2 years ago and they're giving him the mulligan for this past year. But, you know, you got to perform at the NBA level. Teams have as short of leashes on coaches in the NBA as any sport, maybe the shortest of any of the major four professional sports leagues, in my opinion.
We'll say it over and over and over again about this Pelicans team. They'll go as far as Zion Williamson takes them if he can stay healthy. Head coach Willie Green on what he wants to see from Big Z.
Number one, I think, you know, just from watching him, he's done a really good job of, you know, getting himself ready to play this season. And so that's something that you know, I want to commend him for. But the accountability and responsibility part for Zion, especially stepping into this role, you know, it's going to be important for him. And that's for all of our players, but definitely it's going to be huge for him.
Charlie, you see any of the media day press conferences? Zion Williamson definitely looking like a man in really good shape. We've probably said that, you know, a couple times before going into seasons, but it's nice to see him being dedicated to proper maintenance of his body. He's got the right attitude. I don't know. I think I'm hoping, at least maybe I should say, hoping that he's a little bit even more mature now, especially being a father. That changes you a lot too. And I mean, we know how important Zion is. The fact is, can his body hold up for the year?
So Renee came on with us, Renee Nadeau from Crescent City Sports, in the last hour, said he looks like he's 250 pounds. And he's listed at 285. So the fact that, and Zion himself said it, that he feels great. He feels like his college self again, which I know.
Please be.
Especially Pelican fans that have heard this almost every offseason, you got to be just shaking your head. And I get it.
Right. They're telling us right now we're pushing sunshine.
I really, really do. Because you'll see on social media as well the pictures of him. And then everyone's just like, oh, skinny Zion. And then we'll see what ends up happening throughout the season in the course of the 82-game stretch. But it's all you can really do. Trey talked about it as well, that he's in a really good mental state. And Zion said it himself that when Joe kind of took the approach that he has with him since taking the job of challenging Zion to be that guy, to be that piece, you're entering year 7.
Yeah.
And I think that's got to be kind of the knock on the door for Zion Williamson, that he hasn't accomplished really anything as far as playoff success. He hasn't played in a playoff game.
It's sad for his failures and the team's, obviously.
Exactly. But it should be a wake-up call for him. Hey, I'm in year 7. I got to do something. If I want to be remembered, if I want to be, you know, really make the most of the special talent that he has, you got to do it at some point. You're just running out of time at this rate. So
he's got the skill. He's got the personality to be one of those faces of the NBA. And just sadly, the injury issues have caused a big black mark on his resume.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, Steve.
Talking about those injuries and looking to become a better squad, Willie Green was asked, how does the Pelicans team get better this season?
You know, our mindset going into the season is competing. If we look back at last season and how we can improve, that's the number one step for us, is moving forward to being a competitive team, our guys having fun doing it, supporting each other. We believe when we do that, you know, the wins will take care of itself.
We hope those wins take care of themselves, because we know, Charlie, too, the West is the wild, wild West and very, very competitive. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that are going to be maintaining their playoff status and other squads that are on the rise.
Yeah, I mean, the squads that seem to be maybe drifting away are Sacramento, like Golden State, potentially, depending on what happens there. There are squads that are falling apart a little bit, but they're also the squads that are on the rise, and the number one team that was on the rise this past year made it to the mountaintop and is going nowhere anytime soon is OKC. And they still got all that youth there with the Thunder squad, but also San Antonio maybe coming
out. Got to worry about the Mavericks still.
Yeah, Dallas. I mean, they were a play-in team this past year, but they're probably going to be a playoff squad this year. So there are different teams, as you said, the Wild Wild West, but the Pelicans are looking to make their stamp and be at least in that number, Steve.
Taking a break, and when we get back, we'll get into some fantasy football talk, our fantasy focus segment. You can chime in 504-260-1870. Any questions you may have or concerns for Joe Bartel, fantasy football expert at RotoWire, going to ask him about some buy low trade targets and who are some waiver wire finds heading into Waiver Wire Wednesday. Taking a break, be back with more of Sports Talk after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve and Charlie hanging out with you, getting ready for the Saints Hour with Mike Haas coming up at 7 p.m. The voice of the Saints will have with him Saints Senior VP of Football Operations and Assistant General Manager Kai Harley Sr., plus defensive end Chris Rumpf with him on this evening's show. That'll be coming up at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, time for our fantasy focus. And joining us, Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at RotoWire. Joe, how you been doing, man? How's this season been treating you so far?
You know what? Pretty well. Happy to be on with you guys. I play in 17 redraft leagues, far more of the best ball variety. So I have just about every fantasy player under the sun. So my Sundays and Mondays are actually pretty good. It could be bad or good. Doesn't really depend. I guess it doesn't really matter because I have so many of the different shares out there. So, yeah, it's been a good season so far.
Joe, you said 17 teams. How do you keep up with that?
Yeah, I mean, I maybe I had said that from a sticker shock perspective. Yes, I do. I have an Excel document. We have alarms set for when waiver wire is out per day as well, too. I mean, it's this is my livelihood.
Yeah.
You know? We got to make sure we're on top of things.
Looking at it for Waiver Wire Wednesday, I call it, obviously, tonight, everyone's going to be putting in those claims to see who you can get tomorrow. What are some of those top names for you, the positions of, like, quarterback, running back, and wide receiver, the top ones?
Yeah, I think this is the first week that if there is this player available, it's a complete empty your fab or waste your top waiver wire priority on Trey Benson, running back for the Cardinals. Now, he used, 52% rostered on Yahoo Leagues as of Monday. I'd imagine that's going to end up changing more closer to 60 or 65%. So reality, Trey Benson probably isn't available even in some of your semi-deep leagues. But he's the first one I'd check for. I'd also make sure that Zach Charbonnet, who is the Seahawks running back, if he was dropped last week by chance, we don't have injured spots, I would make sure he gets picked up everywhere too. And then Cam Scataboo. So I do the article on RotoWire every single week going over the waiver wire targets. And this week it was, here are three guys you have to check to make sure. Search their name every single time just to make sure that they're not available. If they are, pick them up no matter what. After that, though, it's unfortunately kind of bleak once again. Like, at quarterback, I think Geno Smith is probably the best streaming quarterback option. You could probably play Matthew Stafford against the Colts, too. But in reality, even though with all the injuries we've had, I think most of the top guys are probably the rightful ones. I was all in on Michael Penix last week. That was a disaster. I mean, it's just tough for a lot of the outside options, I'd call them, to be relevant on a week-to-week basis that aren't already there. At running back, I mean, probably Blake Corum. I like Kyle Manungai, rookie running back for the Bears as well, too, but it really is bleak outside of the top ones like Trey Benson and Zach Charbonnet. And I think it's because we haven't seen a whole lot of, thankfully, injuries yet to this position. The James Conner one, of course, was frustrating and difficult, but it really didn't make a major difference fantasy-wise. So I think it's another week if you are desperate to find a running back fill-in that you're not going to have a whole lot of options. Receivers, a lot trickier. I have a lot of shares of CeeDee Lamb this year. He's going to be out a month, it seems like. I would imagine. The Jerry Jones bit is always annoying to me. So whether it's actually 3 or 4 weeks or whatever that ends up being,
yeah,
there isn't a Cowboy receiver to actually pick up, though. So I think it probably ends up going back to the defaults of past weeks, like Iamonor for the Titans, or Troy Franklin for the Broncos have a good matchup this week, too. I don't even mind playing like Tyquan Thornton as well, too, for the Chiefs. There's a bunch of those. I would just call them wide receiver threes or flexes, but no obvious can't-miss players to pick up this week.
Joe, I imagine that one of the big claims for folks is going to be Trey Tucker from the Raiders after his week that, you know, he put up for Vegas. I'm just wondering, though, is it a classic situation where, you know, you might be chasing points you should have bought ahead of time, not afterwards, for a guy? I don't know how involved he's going to be in that Raiders offense.
You are absolutely correct, and this is the debate that we had on the WaveWire podcast, and we listen to podcasts, the search for WaveWire Fantasy Football. We do it every Monday, my co-host and I. My co-host was adamant that Trey Tucker's the guy. Now, he has the Midas touch, it feels like, where every random receiver that you'd never think to actually play will score a touchdown, and it feels like only when he recommends them. And Trey Tucker was one of those guys he's talked about in past weeks due to the volume that he's gotten, which, with the Raiders' offense, it's a lot of passing attempts, but typically isn't 8 catches, 154 yards, and 3 touchdowns. To me, that seems like a classic don't chase the points from last week's scenario.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole compilation of receptions. It felt like at least on 5 of those, there wasn't a defender within 5 or 6 yards of Trey Tucker. And these weren't schemed throws. These weren't really even Trey Tucker, I thought. Again, this is just me as a layman fantasy guy watching this. This wasn't Trey Tucker doing anything crazy from a route perspective. It was checkdowns. In a game that was completely out of hand, almost felt like by the end of the second quarter. So I'm not going aggressively after Trey Tucker. I would encourage a lot of people, if you are in leagues that have free agent bidding powers, like the Fab stuff, don't make a major bid on it. But in reality, I mean, Geno Smith is one of my top streaming quarterbacks this week because they have a pretty good matchup, and Geno has lots of volume from a passing perspective. So that default alone, I mean, like, again, I would rather have a few of the other guys like Troy Franklin, for example, or Umino for the Titans. But I think Trey Tucker probably is going to need to be up there, at least in that sort of consideration.
You know, Joe, entering the year, this rookie running back class was very high profile with guys like Ginty and Hampton. You know, both of those maybe got off to a little bit of slow starts, and then Hampton had a really nice performance, but also Scadaboo with the Giants, and you already mentioned him, but Quinshon Judkins, a second-round pick with the Browns, got a ton of, you know, at least run in his, it wasn't his debut action, but it was a second week against the Packers this past weekend. How much stock are you kind of putting into this rookie running back class as the season goes on about these guys getting a lot more carries as they get more acclimated to the NFL level?
It's so funny. Last week, the amount of hand-wringing that was happening in the fantasy community about the rookie running backs, it almost just felt nauseating to me. As somebody that was answering the questions all the time, you think about what happened just, I don't know, what, 72 hours ago? Omarion Hampton was having a fumble that nearly allowed the Raiders to come back into the game on Monday Night Football, and Trayvon Henderson was buried behind Antonio Gibson and Ramondre Stevenson. Stevenson looked really good in week two, and you had like R.J. Harvey. I mean, Caleb Johnson's still in a tough spot. He's the only one that's kind of excluded from this. But now it's completely different. With Najee Harris done for the season, it sure seems like Amari Hampton's probably geared up for a massive workload. I think the Chargers are going to trade for somebody like Jerome Ford or that kind of running back, possibly maybe a Kendre Miller. I mean, like there's a few options that I think would make sense from a depth perspective. And I think Los Angeles legitimately has Super Bowl aspirations. They can't have Amari Hampton be that guy, but the volume that I think he's going to get is substantially more than even what we were doing last week around this time. And I think you could probably apply that to Trayvon Henderson, too, with Antonio Gibson's fumbles and Ramondre Stevenson fumbling as well, too. Henderson didn't do a whole lot with the extra workload, and he did get extra work after both those running backs fumbled in that loss to the Steelers. But it is one of those things like, oh, aha, yeah, the guy we drafted in the second round, we don't actually have to have a three-headed backfield. We could favor Trayvon Henderson a little bit more. And I do think at some point in the year that'll happen, maybe not week four, but I do think Henderson's going to be a bigger deal. And you mentioned Judkins. I mean, there was a point in fantasy draft season where Judkins was effectively free with the legal situation that was going on. He ended up being my most drafted guy across all 17 leagues, and it's because I had a lot of faith in the talent. And we had Nick Chubb be a multi-year first-round selection despite bad quarterback play or presumed bad offense because Kevin Stefanski uses those running backs really well, especially that archetype, kind of a power guy that runs between the tackles with speed and burst. So Judkins was always one of my favorites of that group, and I feel pretty vindicated to justified in I know what people are saying, wasting roster spots on him during that legal period of time for Judkins. And I think once Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders eventually starts, and they will, it's going to only matter time, I have some reservations what that Browns offense would look like, but still, I mean, this is a guy that there was a week ago, he was still available in some leagues, which is crazy to me. I think all those guys, I still love this rookie running back class. I'm not really selling any shares. I had made many statements on my SiriusXM show and a few of the podcasts that I've been on weekly saying, I think this will be one of the best rookie running back classes from a fantasy perspective of all time. And I'm not moving off that take, even if Caleb Johnson's buried behind Kenny Gamewell and RJ Harvey isn't doing a whole lot. I really have confidence and faith that this will be a good group. And you had mentioned Cam Scatabule. Bashaud Tutin's kind of in that same range for Jacksonville, that if and when Travis Etienne gets injured, Bashaud Tutin's probably another guy too to watch for.
Talking about rookies right now, Joe, wondering your feelings on quarterback Jackson Dart. We know that the Giants are going to be benching QB Russell Wilson this week, so it's going to be Dart's first start here. I don't know if you necessarily want to roster him and throw him as a starter right off the bat, but is he at least, you think, worthy of a spot on your fantasy roster?
Yeah, I feel like the Giants are doing him absolutely no favors, throwing him into the fire here against this defense this week. And I looked at the next four of the five games are either against the Eagles or the AFC West top teams. Oof. And the Chargers and Broncos.
Yeah.
Like, there's only one game, and I'm not going to say who the opponent is, that I would actually say Jackson Dart would be one I would want to start for. So I like the upside. Obviously, what he did in the preseason was awesome. I think there's certainly ways to say, okay, actually you see it in real-life NFL when there's real players and money on the line with that stuff from like the player's perspective. I understand a 53-man roster spot's important. I'm not trying to poo-poo that, but I think Jackson Dart doing what he did in the preseason, I don't think people are assuming that's going to happen. But he was one of the quarterbacks, especially from this draft class, that we thought he needs time to develop if he will be something. And yet here we're seeing him now week four because the Giants are desperate. And I think Brian Daboll specifically is desperate to keep his job. So I have reservations about Jackson Dart being a guy you would start. And that really isn't fair to the question you'd ask, do you roster him? Typically with the quarterbacks and their mobility when they're younger like this, I think back to Drake May when he ended up starting as a quarterback with the Patriots last year. May wasn't particularly good at throwing the football, but ended up being close to a top 15 quarterback in most of his starts because of the rushing floor he gives you. And I do think Jackson Dart, especially behind that bad offensive line, can do that. It's just a matter of, are you looking for a floor play or a ceiling play? Because I don't think the ceiling's happening anytime soon.
Awesome info, Joe. Definitely appreciate you dropping by. What can folks find that you've written right now at rotowire.com?
Yeah, you can find me on JB Fantasy Sports on Twitter. That's where all my stuff ends up going. But the Waiver Wire article is up right now on rotowire.com. It gets updated daily, so I did my Tuesday ads. I think it ended up being like Parker Washington for Jackson with Diami Brown injured and the Travis Hunter lack of snaps. So we update that daily leading up to Thursday's kickoff. I do the over-under total. I pick every game against the spread and also totals on Wednesday as well, too, which gets published later on RotoWire. And I have two SiriusXM shows, both on Friday and Saturday. Channel 87, go ahead and check those out, too.
Definitely will, Joe. Appreciate it. And good luck with your 17 teams week four, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at rotowire.com. Check out all his stuff there. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk on WWL. Be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Saints fans, get ready for Drew and Bobby. Bobby and Drew, QB to QB is back. That's Wednesdays on WWL. Check in Wednesdays afternoon at 4:30. Bobby Hebert, Drew Brees will break down the last Saints game and preview their next matchup, which is Sunday in Buffalo. Don't miss QB to QB, the ultimate Saints conversation with legendary quarterbacks of the black and gold, Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert, tomorrow, 4:30, right here on WWL. Don't miss it. Be back with more as we close out Sports Talk. Getting ready for the Saints Hour, right after this on WWL. Today's edition of Sports Talk coming to a close. Want to remind everyone that tomorrow, Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Antonio, and myself will be with you 4 to 8. WWL's weekly QB to QB exclusive. The Cajun Cannon and Drew Brees discuss Saints football at 4:30. Plus, we'll get this weekend's best bets with Odyssey betting insider Brad Evans at 5:20. Also, find out about the Saints week 4 opponent when Bill's sideline reporter Sal Capaccio, great name, drops by at 6:25. Plus, we'll hear from Saints head coach Kellen Moore, as well as quarterback Spencer Rattler, as the black and gold are getting ready for Sunday's matchup in Buffalo. Huddle up with me, Bobby, and Mike 4 to 8 tomorrow on WWL and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, coming up at 7 with Mike Haas, the Saints Hour, featuring Saints Senior VP of Football Operations and Assistant General Manager Kai Harley. Plus, you'll get defensive end Chris Rump. Want to thanks everyone for tuning in this evening's show. For Mike D'Antonio, Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great one, folks. We shall be back at it tomorrow. Saints first injury report of the week coming out while they're taking on the Buffalo Bills in week 4. Buffalo 3-0, Saints 0-3, going for that first victory. Also, we'll hear from Kellen Moore, like I mentioned, and QB Spencer Rattler. Have a great night, everyone, and keep it locked right here for the Saints Hour. Mike Haas coming up next right here on WWL AM, FM.com, and the Odyssey app. Who dat, folks?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.